Rundown, Thursday, March 24th, sponsored by the Dave Portnoy Show, Jack Eichel. I'm going to post that in a little bit. He was my guest.
Can I just say something real quick?
Yeah.
This is a really sad rundown. There's a lot of memories and a lot of history, and this is the last rundown you're going to do from that office, correct?
No, I'll be back. I am moving I'm moving to New York on Monday. So a rough weekend. Roman Approval has a huge race too this weekend, which I would have gone to if I didn't have the move. But I plan on probably being back once. It's just going to be reversed. Now I'm going to New York twice a month. I'll probably be coming back to Boston twice
Got
a
it.
Month.
Got it. Okay.
Real quick, Texas Longhorns by far the nicest intramural champion shirt that we got. Hook 'em, everything's coming up Austin right now. Nice lettering. The shirt is a Nike dry fit. It's Longhorn money. When you have your own TV network, everything just falls into place. This is a nice t-shirt. Let's get into this Trump retweet. So it's no holds barred. Anyone who says they don't like the fact that it's no holds barred is a liar. But everybody's fair game. From the Cubs, the Ricketts family, to if you look at Trump sideways, wives are involved now. So Trump retweeted that tweet of Melania next to Cruz's wife. Cruz's wife looks like dog mess. Melania's Melania. People can say this doesn't matter. It matters. At every phase of life, if you put hot chick, ugly chick, the guy with the hot chick, that's who I want captain of my boat. So you can say it doesn't matter. You can say it's immature. It matters. In places you don't want to talk about, in your brain, in your subconscious, you're like, oh, well, I got to go with the guy who's got the hot wife. KFC?
Well, first of all, this is another brilliant move by Trump using the manual RT, because he didn't really tweet it. He just retweeted it. So good by him. Trump, the thing is, usually all these first wives are usually kind of gross. None of them are usually hot. He's got a fucking smoking hot wife. You have to use that to your advantage. So right now, nobody's ever brought wives into it, because it's like, if I call your wife ugly, you can call mine ugly, because we all have ugly wives. He doesn't. He has a smoke. He has an edge there. And as a competitor, he's going to take that advantage. So it's not really necessarily off limits. It's just that he's changed the game by having a smoke wife.
Big Cat?
Of course it matters. You're absolutely right. My point from the other day kind of stands. I think Trump is like sneaky, the most thin-skinned guy in the world now. Because every single thing, you don't have, like a normal adult doesn't have to fight every single time and every single like moment. And he's just going after everyone. And it's clear that he's very thin-skinned. And I will say this, it matters, the difference in their looks, but it's almost like a La Cosa Nostra thing. Like, don't go after the guy's wife. Like, that's like, there's like one rule that's kind of off limits. Like, don't do family. And Trump, like you said, Kevin, he's totally like gone there.
I have no problem attacking anybody anytime, anywhere.
We know.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure I know one dude who's going to disagree with your take on thin skin.
You like wished ill will on Kevin's baby before she was born. So we know you're okay with it.
A lot like Donald Trump, when you have to fight, scratch, claw your way to the top, everybody is an enemy.
But he doesn't.
He's
winning the fucking polls. He doesn't have to do this shit.
But you don't stay there. If you get complacent, you're like, oh, I'm just going to let this person take a shot at me. I'm going to pretend that doesn't happen. That's like when you don't kill the baby of your enemy and you let the baby grow up. And then in 25 to 30 years, that baby's your number one enemy. We've seen that story a million times. You got to take everybody out when you have the chance, because you don't know when the chance will reappear. What?
You're such a crazy person that those kind of thoughts. Like, the fact that you just equated you and your like blog life and Donald Trump running for president to you have to kill your enemy's baby. There's something wrong with you, Dave.
Have you seen like any movies ever?
Did you?
Like, the kid always grows up and wants revenge. I mean, that's just psychological 101. If you
just
kill
basically
somebody's parents,
you basically explain Bane.
Literally every single vigilante movie has the same theme. They didn't take out the kid when they had the chance. I won't make that mistake. I won't hesitate to pull that trigger and make sure I'm safe.
Did you ever think just like looking, like pulling it back for a minute. Did you ever think that the presidential race would be like a literal dick measuring contest? And then like, who's got the hotter wife?
No,
this thing is bananas. It's gone. It's so far gone. Like, obviously from a blogger's perspective, I'm enjoying the hell out of it, but the, how far gone it is like kind of crazy now.
A different political note, and people always go mad. I was an Obama guy in terms of I was fine voting with him. I don't think he should be doing the Lombada and the wave and all the shit he's doing in Cuba, like right after that terrorist attack. I would kind of lay low with, like, he's literally doing dance moves.
Did you
shit.
See that chick though?
Yeah, but he barely even touched her.
You wouldn't say no either.
Yeah, what's that? It's tough to pass that one up.
I
agree with you though. You gotta. I'm not into this whole Cuba thing to begin with. I think the Cuba thing is like, it's too much too soon. I've said that.
I'm on board with making Cuba Vegas again, but it's just like you can do that behind closed doors.
One more question. Do I have to worry about you trying to kill my baby?
No.
Okay. Someday,
Kevin,
Sheik Lancey's going to come and be the podcast king of the world.
You'd hold that against me. Let me say this. If I kill you, I'm going to kill your baby.
Okay, that's like, fair. That's fair.
I'm not going to kill you and let Shay or whoever live. Like, if you go down, the whole family's going down. Your brothers are going. There's going to be nobody in your bloodline that can be like, oh, he killed my brother. He killed my dad. No, you'll all be dead together. That's my point.
That's really fair.
You don't want Inigo Montoya walking through that door.
Yeah, right. I don't know who that is, but I just said yes.
What?
You don't know?
Princess Bride?
Who?
You killed my father, prepare to die?
Who?
Princess my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father.
I never watched the whole Princess Bride.
Oh, you're sick. We should just kick you off this rundown. I wish we could kick Milmore. Kick him off.
This is the most disappointed I've ever been in you, I think.
Never watched the whole Princess Bride.
That's terrible.
RG3 to Cleveland. Some teams are just stupid. I mean, that's almost like all you have to say about this whole topic.
Listen, as a guy who has a stupid historical team, I was like so happy to see him off the table. I for once we're not being stupid, so I'm happy. It's the Browns.
Kaepernick was still there.
Stupid. Well, I know he's still lurking right now. The Jets have kind of like been operating kind of smart, and I was happy to see as a stupid fan to see him go to another stupid team.
I mean, it's amazing.
I genuinely feel bad for Browns fans. I think that this move by the Browns organization, this is one of those moves. Even if it makes sense football wise. You shouldn't do it just like joke wise. You're just basically saying here's like a huge joke that you guys can make at our expense for the next 2 years.
The PR that goes along with it is, I think you actually have to take that into account. I don't care what he can do. And also, it's not like he didn't get a ton of money, but he got a decent paycheck. I mean, I'm surprised he was still getting that kind of dough. But yeah, you have to take into account, you have to weigh the negatives of being a fucking laughingstock again.
Here's the other thing. Robert Griffin is, and anyone who watched that rookie year by him, you could tell me in 30 years, like, hey, what are your thoughts on Robert Griffin? Be like, if he could get that rookie year back, you know what I mean? It's kind of like Derrick Rose. So it's just the perfect, like, he's going to get the hopes up just enough for the Browns to crush them all again.
Why even get rid of Manziel? If you're going to, to a degree, though, it's the same.
The dude was sleeping off hangovers in the equipment room. Like, I feel like
I'd rather a guy sleep off hangovers in the equipment room than like a guy who plays catch with himself on the sidelines and literally has the feelings of like a 6-year-old girl.
But Johnny Manziel didn't want to be in Cleveland. You don't want a guy who doesn't want to be there. Desperately doesn't want to be there.
My point larger was. You got rid of the circus act, and you're bringing in basically just another circus act. I don't understand what Nate meant either with no pressure. Oh, that was a stupid tweet. Shame on you, Nate. I forget exactly what it was, but it was stupid. Like, he was happy for him. There's no pressure to win in Cleveland. Of course there's pressure to win in Cleveland. They just don't. Aaron Rodgers.
There's a ton of pressure.
What?
There's a ton of pressure. Maybe more pressure than anywhere else because they never win.
Totally. It's like you go on that quarter. Like, you're a running joke, regardless of who you are, to be the quarterback of the Browns. He's making it sound like, I don't know, he went to a Division III program or something. It was just strange. Shame on you, Nate. Aaron Rodgers' UFO story. So Aaron Rodgers said he saw a UFO. Couple takes, obviously. I don't know what the fuck. Now that we're in the podcast game, I don't. What podcast was he on? Why was Aaron Rodgers on that podcast?
It's what? One of the biggest podcasts. This is this is the one they mentioned when we went to that podcast meeting.
What was the name of it?
What is it? The Mark Maron show?
No, it wasn't Mark.
Oh, no, it's Pete Holmes. It's Pete Holmes. I was thinking, I got that confused. It's the So maybe it's not one of the biggest ones.
It's
but,
like
strange
stuff. I just read it in your thing. Anyways, Big Cat, what do you got on your boy saying in the UFO?
It sucks that I have to believe him because you just can't take UFO sightings like lightly. You can't laugh off a UFO sighting. So this is maybe the one time I'll say, like, Aaron Rodgers, tell us some more, even though it could be, you know, him being jokey Aaron Rodgers. I'm so funny. I photobomb everyone. Ha ha ha. Like, but if it's if he really saw it, you can't take it lightly. Aliens you don't fuck with aliens.
Kefsey.
I believe pretty much anyone who said they've seen aliens.
Yeah.
I just do. I think that they're out there all the time. I think that if you tell me you've seen it and you have enough of a story to back it up, like he was describing it pretty in detail, I don't think you'd make that shit up. The only thing that's a little fishy is that he said it happened back in 2005. I feel like if I saw a UFO, I would tell everybody the next day and the day after that and the day after that, and I would never stop talking about the UFO that I saw. So the fact that it's coming out 10, 11 years later, that's the only red flag I'd have.
I'm the resident alien guy here. Two things, and I have seen a UFO. I've told this story 100 times. I have seen a UFO. And number two, he did not, because UFO. He said there was a siren. That's not true. That's not how UFOs operate. They don't announce their presence with a siren and then zigzag around. They're silent. You're not that is like robbing a house with bells and stuff. You don't do it. So it's a lie.
I mean, maybe that's how they're tricking us now.
No. There's never been in the history of UFO sightings.
This is classic alien guy thinking that he's got aliens pegged, and then they come blaring sirens and fireworks lighting Roman candles, and next thing you know, you got an alien dick up your ass.
Dan, name one other alien sighting where somebody said there was a siren.
So I'm just saying, if aliens are as smart as aliens are, which I think they are, they would obviously be able to adapt and be like, all right, these guys are expecting us to be silent. Like, this fucking idiot in Boston thinks we're going to be silent and sneaky. Let's reverse it on
you. You guys are the dumbest alien people ever.
When you think, Dave, just when you think like, oh, it can't be aliens because there was a siren, that's what they want you to think.
But right. I don't like having alien conversations with you guys because you don't take them seriously.
I do.
No, we don't. We don't discuss everything with an element of truth. It's just like if an alien came with a siren, you're like, what the fuck is that? Oh, my God, it's aliens. That's exactly what Aaron Rodgers did. He didn't think.
Dude, if I heard a siren, I would think of all the other things that I hear from sirens.
This is a ridiculous conversation. There is zero chance aliens have sirens.
I'm actually insulted by this, that you don't think we take aliens seriously. We take aliens dead seriously. We just don't. We aren't on Team Alien like your traitor motherfucking ass.
Right.
Trust me.
You call yourself the resident alien, meaning you're just the resident human traitor.
Right.
That's all you are.
You want the aliens to be your friend. Okay. Let's move on. Actually, if anything, we take aliens more seriously than you.
No, I do. If you guys think aliens have sirens, like police cars.
No, that's the point. When you hear a siren, you think like, oh, there must be a fucking fire.
It draws your attention to the sky. Why?
Have you seen Men in Black, Dave? Have you seen Men in Black? Those aliens like end up looking like humans.
Exactly. They're trying to blend in. They don't have sirens.
But they can do everything. They can shape-shift. They can do sirens. They can do not sirens. They can be people. They can be not people. They can do everything. Here's your biggest mistake. When it comes to aliens, everything's on the table. You're starting to take things off the table, and that's when we get our asses kicked by aliens.
Do you not think that sometimes aliens want to maybe let their presence be known? Maybe they don't always want to move in total silence and be totally behind the curtain. Every now and then, you got to be like, there's Aaron Rodgers. Let's fucking let him know we're here. You got to remind people on Earth that, hey, look up here. Look at this fucking crazy aircraft. We're out there. We're watching.
So there's just one alien in the history of aliens has decided to do that. Just one went rogue.
I'm guaranteeing you can look up other alien sightings that involve sound.
No, it's March, you can't. Do it. Anything's possible. It doesn't exist. That's what I'm saying. I study this shit. And it doesn't exist.
You don't study anything.
I do. I do, Dan.
No, you don't.
And I study
Where's
that.
The shark report? Want to bring that up?
No, no, I study that, and I study the Loch Ness Monster. Those are two things I study.
Where's the shark report, Dave?
That's a different conversation. That's coming. It's going to fucking blow your mind. Can we go to commercial break? We're back. Michael Sam, news story, NFL made the Rams. First of all, I didn't know. Maybe I did know. The NFL can just force feed Hard Knocks down your throat. I thought I always heard teams saying they didn't want to do it. They didn't have to do it. Anyways, the Rams basically traded with Goodell. They said, don't make us do Hard Knocks and we'll take the gay guy. So the NFL looks good. They're breaking boundaries. The guy never had a chance to make the team. I guess it makes sense. I don't really care. I'm sick of talking about Michael Sam. I mean, I'm sick of it. Big Cat.
How did this come out anyway? Like, I feel like that's really sloppy by the NFL. This is one of those things that how do you let this come out? NFL?
Are you kidding? Who, the NFL? Did you just ask that? How did the NFL screw up and let it out? The NFL is the most debaucherous.
I'm not saying that I'm surprised the NFL did this. I'm actually not surprised the NFL did this. I'm surprised the NFL, like, who on the Rams said, hey, we made a backroom deal. That guy, I feel like Goodell probably has that guy killed tomorrow.
Yeah, there's leaks all over the place. It's like when the Ray Rice thing, the NFL saying they got it. The NFL is dysfunctional, underhanded, devious, everything. KFC?
I just lost a sneeze.
It's the worst.
Ugh, worst. I was going to say the same thing. I don't mind if you do this. I like the move. You pick a team like the Rams that are kind of like, meh. And you fuck them. You know, it's like one way or the other, we're going to get what we want out of you. But you just can't have it come out because then you look like the idiot.
So here's a dumb question. If the NFL can literally pick and choose Hard Knocks, like, why haven't the Patriots done it? Imagine the Patriots on Hard Knocks.
No, they can't. There's rules. There's different rules. There's like, if you have a new coach, you can't do it. If you make the playoffs, you can't do it. It's like all these rules that have. And then, so it whittles down to like 8 teams.
Got it. Yeah. Because the Patriots,
and you can't do it if you've done it like in the last few years or something. I don't know.
The Patriots like Hard Knocks would probably be the greatest thing ever created with Belichick.
Actually think he would maybe retire. He'd be like, I'm retiring this year, and then just come out of retirement after Hard Knocks done. Could you I refuse to do it. I'll have my assistant coach training camp, and then I'll come back in September.
If he had to do it, and he was there. He's not beyond just like stabbing somebody and murdering them on live TV. Like somebody from HBO, just he had enough and murder him. Last one, LeBron, big couple weeks for LeBron. Every day is in the news. So today's stories are Tyronn Lue basically had to pull LeBron over and yell at him for doing the Lombada with Dwayne Wade when they're down 20. And instead of warming up at halftime, he's slapping him on the ass, giggling, all that shit. And LeBron puts out the banana vine.
Why are you eating a banana, LeBron?
Why are you eating a banana?
You gonna slip on a banana field.
Which I don't want to underplay it. It may sum up LeBron better than anything LeBron's ever done. Just such a horrible, horrible joke that was actually really funny because it was that bad. And the fact he brings us all on himself by saying ridiculous things out of the blue to the media. I didn't know he owned Uninterrupted on Bleacher Report. Did you guys know that? No. I didn't know that. So he like creates his own media vehicle, talks in the media vehicle, and then complains about the media using stuff from his Uninterrupted. It's banana land. No pun intended, but maybe the greatest pun intended ever. Big Cat?
You nailed it in that. LeBron is the guy. He'll unfollow the Cavs and then be like, why is everyone making such a big deal about it? He'll say something. He'll go like, look, he'll get caught by the paparazzi looking at houses in Miami and be like, why are you guys being so crazy? Like, leave me alone. Dude, you're the biggest fucking star in the NBA outside of Steph Curry. People are going to care. People are going to talk about it. Stop being such a pussy. You make millions and millions of dollars. I'll trade lives with LeBron right now, and I'll go stand and do these stupid interviews every single day and not be like so upset about the banana.
You'll trade lives with LeBron? How
breaking news.
How gallant
of you, Dan. I'm just saying,
he's
being a bitch. That's what I'm saying.
How gallant of Dan Katz.
Would you trade lives with LeBron?
Fucking right I would.
If you had to be LeBron's brain, but you also had half of your brain being like, yo, I hate myself.
Ooh. Well, that's a different question.
So like it's almost like a Freaky Friday. You're in LeBron and you do everything as LeBron, but the whole time you're Portnoy's brain being like, God damn it, I hate myself. Like you make the joke and then you're like, shit, that sucked.
I'd have to give that long and hard thought. That would be one of those things where someone commits suicide. You're like, what happened? They had it all. It's like, well, I had my brain stuck in a guy that I can't.
And you can't tell anyone.
Yeah.
You can't tell anyone. You're just stuck for eternity in LeBron's body.
KFC.
The problem with LeBron, too, is he's, like, hypocritical. Like, he wants to do this, like, I'm unfollowing you to be serious for the playoffs and zero dark 23. And then he's fucking dancing around with Dwayne Wade. Those two things don't jive. And that joke, I didn't know what he said at first. I had to listen to the Vine. I sent it to Clem. I had my ear up to the computer. Like, I couldn't even figure out what the fuck he was talking about, this banana, and how it even made sense. Terrible, terrible joke. I do like him kind of, I mean, I understand where he's at the point where he can't eat a banana and say a joke without it being, like, fucking front page news. But like Dan said, you brought that upon yourself, and you're the biggest star in the world. Right. But it is a little crazy that he's at the point where, like, if he says something, it's we blog it. Like, it's headline news.
But that is made him – that was funny bad. That was – it wasn't just an abstract Vine. It was so bad. And, you know, I wish they kept it rolling because I know he high-fived, like, six guys off camera and being like, got him.
Right. And you also can't – I mean, LeBron – I understand what you're saying, that everything he does is the media's attention, but that's also made LeBron the biggest star in the world. The fact that ESPN talks about him constantly, like Steph Curry is a better basketball player than him this year, and LeBron still gets the coverage that like Steph Curry doesn't get.
I mean, the guy held his own fucking press conference, which has never been done before, on ESPN to announce where he's going. So do not tell us about too much. He's the worst.
When do you think is his Instagram post to RG3 is coming?
Oh, I know. Soon. And he signed. Did you see the guy Ben Simmons signed with him from LSU? What a heel turn. And then, again, it's like he announces on Uninterrupted, which he fucking owns. It's the whole thing. You know who must hate him? We got to get Manziel on here because he just dumped Manziel like this is trash.
That was great. Oh yeah, we gotta get. I have been chasing for the last 3 years. We should call him up and get him on here. Like, oh, that just came in my head. Yeah. Oh yeah, we should get Manziel on here, Dave.
Regular guest, you know, he's on once a week.
That was equally as ridiculous as me saying I'd trade lives with LeBron. You being like, oh, yeah,
it wasn't. I'm like, I'd love to get the guy on here. You know, I'd like to talk about some things. You seriously being like, yeah, I think I'd trade lives with LeBron.
Oh,
if
he's gonna keep complaining like that.
All right.
What else we got?
Nothing. That's
it. Let me ask you this. What if LeBron was an alien and turned to you and was like, you're team alien. You got to ride with me, though. Like, this is how alien – this is your new alien race. This is how we do things. We make these bad jokes. We're hypocritical. We're like, blah, blah, blah. We're bad leaders, blah, blah, blah. What do you do then?
I need more info. I'd want to know about the aliens.
Ask me questions that I'll answer in the form of LeBron alien. What do you want to know?
How deep's your roster? Like, are you guys? When's the invasion? Can I speak with somebody like your supervisor?
He's head. He is the head. Assume that they are far advanced and very, very deep. And the invasion comes in a year.
Then human. I'm human.
Wow.
There's certain things. It's certain things that you just got to fight for. If he's the head alien, I can't be a part of that.
Woo. So there's the line. We found the line.
Yeah.
Finally.
Too bad that we don't want you back on Team Human, so we're going to fucking kill you anyway.
There are not a lot of lines in Dave Portnoy's life, but the one line we did find is that if LeBron is the head of the alien invasion, he will be back on Team Human.
Yeah, I will. I'll fucking fly the ship, right? I'll be the... present. I'll fly and kill myself to kill that ship. Like in,
you'll fly up the thing.
Yeah. If that's the situation, if those are the cards we're dealt, then fuck it. I'll have to be human.
Dave, are you nervous to be a New York resident?
It's just a lot going on in the next couple weeks. I'm not nervous. I'm not looking forward to it. This makes no sense. Well, it makes a lot of sense. Having that Joe's Pizza place that delivers, which I had last time I was there, which I got three times in a week, has added some comfort that if I have nothing, if I'm down, worst case scenario, this place can deliver me a pizza I like.
You, out of everything you're worried about in New York, you're worried about the pizza?
Oh, that's Dave said that. He was like, I'm so scared of getting on the subway and finding a pizza place I like.
I'm a simple man.
The subway is totally valid, but the pizza is
that's the first pizza I've really liked in New York ever.
Probably an upgrade on Chinese food too, though.
Even Rico Bosco just coincidentally today tweeted he had the same pizza place. He gave it a 9.8. He's like, best pizza I've ever had in New York.
He was standing waiting to see if you were going to maybe go there again. He might be camped out there.
No, it'll be a big move. I haven't seen the place, so that's kind of exciting. Like, I have no idea where I'm living.
You moved
and I have
in,
no
like,
idea what it
sight,
looks like.
Sight unseen, you just...
Renee was in charge. I have no idea where I'm living, no idea what it looks
that's
like.
That's hilarious. So. And then you got Indy. What's your Final Four? We should do Final Fours because it's the last show.
Still in it.
I'd have to see the brackets.
Yeah.
If Wisconsin goes, Wisconsin wins Friday and Sunday,
I
will be.
I think Indiana's in the Final Four.
Yep, that's our bracket. But if Wisconsin goes, I will be on the first flight to Boston to get the RV and then driving straight to Houston.
All right. That's it.